I'm Isaac Wolf with your Crossroads League Week in Review. In volleyball, number 5 Indiana Wesleyan secured the Crossroads League regular season championship. The Wildcats took down Marion in a competitive four-set match on Wednesday, then swept rival Taylor on Saturday. The Wildcats extended their winning streak to 24 games. They also remain undefeated in conference play at 17-0 and will look to finish off the regular season with a win at Goshen on Wednesday. Number 16 Mount Vernon Nazarene posted a pair of wins this week, defeating Grace in five sets on Wednesday and sweeping Spring Arbor on Saturday. Lissy Snoffer led the way for the Cougars, averaging 21 kills per game across the two wins. Their regular season finale will take place at home against St. Francis on Wednesday. Number 18 Grace is currently riding a three-game losing streak after falling to Bethel, number 16 Mount Vernon, and Huntington. Both losses to Bethel and Mount Vernon were in five sets while they lost in a sweep to the Foresters. The Lancers now sit at 19-8 heading into their final game against number 24 Marion, who lost the four-set thriller to Iwu on Wednesday but redeemed themselves with a sweep of Goshen on Saturday. In men's soccer, number 6 Iwu failed to win a game this week, getting upset by Huntington on the road on Wednesday 2-1 and then tying Spring Arbor at home on Saturday 2-2. They finished the regular season 13-2-2 and will have a rematch with Spring Arbor for the first round of the conference tournament on Wednesday at Iwu at 6:30 p.m. Number 15 Bethel defeated Grace 2-0 on Wednesday. Miguel Martinez and Piero Sabroso each scored goals for the Pilots, who finished 12-4-2 and will face Marion at Marion on Wednesday at 3 p.m. In women's soccer, number 10 Marion finished off their season with a 3-0 win at Huntington. The Knights got goals from Gretchen Mahlin, Olivia Palmer, and Layla Brown. Their conference tournament matchup will be against Mount Vernon Nazarene on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Number 13 Spring Arbor finished off their regular season with a 1-0 win over number 15 Iwu. Lauren Marshall scored the game's only goal 2 minutes and 19 seconds in. Their conference tournament quarterfinals matchup will be Bethel on Wednesday at 7. Iwu will play St. Francis on Wednesday at 4. Basketball season just tipped off, and number 3 Indiana Wesleyan started 2-0 with wins over Indiana Tech and Cornerstone in the Crossroads League WAC Challenge. Cademan Bontrager led the way with 27 points in an 82-78 win over Indiana Tech to open the season on Thursday, while Luke Brown put up 25 in Friday's comeback win over Cornerstone. The Wildcats host Olivet Nazarene this week, then fly out to Kansas this weekend for a pair of games against Mid-American Nazarene and Grandview. Number 8 Grace defeated the University of Northwestern Ohio on Friday, but fell to unranked Rio Grande 69-65 on Saturday. Gage Sefton averaged 15 points per game across the two games to lead the Lancers, who play a pair of games in Michigan this week at Cornerstone on Tuesday and number 21 Madonna on Friday. Number 19 Huntington is off to a 3-0 start, defeating East West, IU Columbus, and Milligan of Tennessee. Drew Goodline currently leads the team at 17 points per game, and their next game will come at Lawrence Tech on Wednesday at 7:30. In women's basketball, number 3 Indiana Wesleyan put up 298 total points across their first three games, winning by an average margin of 52.6 points. The Lady Wildcats head to Grand Rapids, Michigan this weekend for a pair of games against Aquinas College and Cornerstone. Lily Fraser leads the team, averaging 18 points per game. Number 22 St. Francis is 2-0 after a pair of blowout wins over Cornerstone and Michigan Dearborn. They play a pair of Illinois teams at home this week, Olivet Nazarene and St. Xavier. As for this week's Crossroads League Awards, the Volleyball Attacker of the Week is Lissy Snoffer of Mount Vernon. Snoffer powered number 16 Mount Vernon past number 18 Grace in Spring Arbor with 5.3 kills, 4.8 digs, and 0.4 blocks per contest. Snoffer posted double-doubles in each outing, logging a 20-20 performance in a 5-set win over the Lancers. The Volleyball Defender of the Week is Emma Lyons of Marion. Lyons had a 40-dig effort in a 4-set loss to number 5 Indiana Wesleyan for number 24 Marion. Crossroads League leading dig artist ended the week with 7.7 digs per match against Iwu and Goshen, tallying a combined 54 digs in the two matches. The Volleyball Setter of the Week is once again Abby Porter of Indiana Wesleyan. Porter had two more 40 assist showings for number 5 Iwu, tossing up 43 helpers in each of their wins over number 24 Marion and Taylor. Porter added 13 digs and 5 blocks in a double-double against the Knights. The Women's Soccer Offensive Player of the Week is Lauren Marshall of Spring Arbor. Marshall scored the lone goal of the day in the 1-0 win for Spring Arbor over number 15 Indiana Wesleyan. The goal secured the victory for SAU and gave the Cougars the regular season Crossroads League championship. The Women's Soccer Defensive Player of the Week is Reagan Kohler of Spring Arbor. Kohler piled up 7 saves for number 13 Spring Arbor in the 1-0 win over Iwu to secure the Crossroads League championship. The Men's Soccer Offensive Player of the Week is Samuel Wiehaus of Marion. Wiehaus scored twice in a 2-2 draw for Marion against Huntington. The freshman forward found the back of the net twice in a 5-minute span during the second half to help the Knights secure the tie. The Men's Soccer Defensive Player of the Week is Benjamin Venegas of Bethel. Venegas helped number 15 Bethel post a 2-0 shutout of Grace by recording 5 saves and goal for the Pilots. The Women's Basketball Offensive Player of the Week is Elena Nelson of Spring Arbor. Nelson posted back-to-back double-doubles for Spring Arbor in blowout wins over Cleary and IU Columbus. Nelson averaged 26 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1 steal per game in the two wins while shooting 53.7% from the field. The Women's Basketball Defensive Player of the Week is Lily Frazier of Indiana Wesleyan. Frazier recorded a triple-double with 26 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 steals in number 3 Indiana Wesleyan's 89-60 win over St. Xavier and averaged 9 rebounds, 6 defensive boards, and 6.5 steals per game in a pair of dominant Wildcat victories. The Men's Basketball Offensive Player of the Week is Gabe Newhoff of Spring Arbor. Newhoff led Spring Arbor against a pair of receiving votes foes with 24 points per night on 66.7% shooting from the floor. The junior forward also grabbed 6 rebounds and 1 block per game for the Cougars. And the Men's Basketball Defensive Player of the Week is Anton Webb of Taylor. Webb continued his strong start to the season and helped keep Taylor unbeaten by averaging 16.5 rebounds, 1.5 steals, and half a block per game for Taylor in a pair of wins. In addition to his work in the paint, Webb netted 12.5 points and 4 assists per outing. That's all for this week with your Crossroads League Week in Review. I'm Isaac Wolf.